welcome to News Parks. Here is the news on the day that is Tuesday, the 7th of August.
Hello.
Hi.
Ask me what the news is.
What's the news, Zina?
The news is a woman who with leaves painted all over her face has been told, "You're not allowed to go and protest around Heathrow. You could be a suicide terror."
Oh. But she probably isn't, because she's got leaves. She's attracting attention to herself with all the leaves on her face.
Yeah, so they said no protesters about the new runway, because we wouldn't mind you protesting normally, but you could have something up your jumpers. We're not going to risk it. So they've been banned.
Well, you know, you can see it's a security risk, I suppose, but the basic right to protest these days is severely...
Well, you're not allowed, are you?
Difficult.
You get done for it.
You do get in trouble. You have to have a permit.
Which makes it pointless.
And also,
you know, and strikes and stuff, they have to give notice. Surely that's hardly the point either. This woman would get herself taken more seriously if she didn't walk around carrying grass and have leaves drawn over her face.
Well, a famous protester is Mark Thomas, the comedian, and he's in news today because he's made people aware that you can get some stun guns, etc., and torture things in the UK if you go to something which is called an arms fair, which I guess is like a record fair, but with weapons.
Yeah.
And they have been in this country, and you could get a Chinese stun gun
from
this place. He got one, and now MPs are having a debate about it, saying they've got to close the loophole that allows that
what
to happen.
What does stun gun do?
Stuns you. I don't know if it's like a taser or something, like an electric shock or something.
And then you just like, you're frozen.
Yeah, in a weird sort of zigzaggy line.
Yeah, that's how I imagine it. Because I was thinking, it'd be quite good to have one, really, just for when you're going home.
Well, the loophole's still open, so get in there quick. I imagine they're quite pricey.
Yeah. So when a man goes, "Hey, lady,
hey, lady," you can
stun you can
him.
Go, "Pow!" It's exactly what you want to do.
A big planet's been found.
Where?
In space.
In our solar system?
No.
Oh.
It's a different one, but it's loads bigger than Jupiter. It's about 70% larger. You can see it going around another star.
Yeah.
But it's very low density, so it's essentially just made of farts. Very. It's not. You couldn't live on it.
Well, my farts are quite dense.
You still couldn't live on them. Thank God.
I'm going to send you to Fartland.
Build a rocket and send me there. It's going to smell. I won't like it. As long as I've got some oust with me.
You'll be bloody oust. Well, that's good. If any of our friends at the European Space Agency would like to send us more information about the planet, or maybe some
it's
pictures.
It's called TRES-4.
Let's name it.
The R is small.
Let's
the rest
name
is capital.
It. Has anyone named it yet? Are we allowed to?
No, we can name it. It's not Wrinkle Heaton, though.
What about Parriot?
Parriot's a very good name for the giant planet. Or just Big Z. Or, no, call it Tiny. That'd be very funny. Because it's really small. I mean, it's really big, and call it Tiny.
Is it bigger than the Earth?
Yeah.
Why did you say that like I'm stupid?
Because I said it's 77 bigger than Jupiter.
So how big is Jupiter?
Loads bigger than the Earth.
Right, I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Jupiter's the biggest one in the solar system, and then Saturn is the next biggest.
Well, and then, so where does the Earth fit into all this? Your little plan.
I'm not sure. It's about the fifth biggest, I think. I'll sum it at the European Space Agency.
See that glitter ball behind you?
Yeah.
If that was the Earth,
yeah,
and those two monkeys were the moon,
right,
how big is Jupiter?
It's probably about as big as the office.
Wow. That's really big.
Spacious.
Why don't we all move there?
I don't know.
More room. More room for houses. Leave the floodplains.
Well, it's made of gas. It is made of farts.
Jupiter is.
Yeah. No, Jupiter's made of more very dense farts, probably more like dry ice.
Like the Antarctic.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right, let's stop talking about space.
Just imagine Sir Ernest Shackleton coming over the ice at you, and just there's like dry ice all around him. You can see his like his craggy face with all this. It'd be good that, wouldn't it? Coming out of his little hut.
Brilliant.
Shooting a penguin.
Brad Pitt's going to produce a new film, and his ex fiance Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be in it. Angelina, his current missus, said to be very unhappy about this. He says that Gwyneth never really got over Brad, but she has seemed to. The appearance of getting over him has been quite good, as she has of course got married and had two children with another fella.
Yeah. My kids are called Brad and Pitt.
So you'd think that maybe it was fine. They've both moved on. It was a long time ago now.
That planet, is it north or south?
I don't know. I think it's up north.
Is it raining? It's up north. Gary Barlow and Robbie went out and had lunch together. And now they're best friends.
Oh, I've spoiled my joke I was going to make about that.
Oh.
Gary Barlow and Robbie Williams have now ended their feud. They've become friends on Facebook. That's my joke, but it would make a kid. So that's nice, though, isn't it? I mean, they've said some horrible things about each other, mainly Robbie, about Gary.
Well, Robbie's been ever so mean about Gary, and where would Robbie be without Gary?
It's a good question. I reckon he'd have probably ended up in Brookside.
Yeah, actually. He'd have done something, wouldn't he? Somebody would have.
He's so busy. There is Foot and Mouth. It's quite an important story.
Mm.
Foot and Mouth has happened again.
Well, we've
in
all got feet
Sussex.
And mouth, haven't we?
We have, especially if you're a cow, where you've got 4 feet. It makes you more prone.
Or
and
if
you've got a big mouth.
Or if you're a millipede. Or a snail. One big foot. And a mouth. That's all they are. That'd be a disaster.
Maybe that's what Jupiter's like. It's like a snail. You can live on it.
Well, live in it.
Anyway, I tell you what, since Gordon Brown's been in power, it's only been, what, 6 weeks?
Mm.
He's had more cobra beatings than Tony Blair ever had. He's had one about the terrorist attacks. He's had one about Foot and Mouth. He had one about floods. Cobra, I suspect they just get together and drink the beer that they're named after.
Cobra.
Yeah.
I think he's panicking. I think he's really panicking.
Well, they screwed up good and proper last time. That was Foot and Mouth, didn't they? So I think actually they're reacting quite well to it.
God, it was horrible. On the radio yesterday, they interviewed a man who'd been the slaughter man. And he was...
Is he traumatised?
Really traumatised.
Yeah, because they have to chop them up and burn them and bury them, and it's a bit like Guy Fawkes. But cows.
Yeah.
Madeleine McCann's in the news again. She's
what's she done this time?
She's put her own range of wallpaper out. She's blood splattered. well, apparently they're now saying that they think that it was an abduction that went wrong, and they found blood in her family's holiday home. She's weird. Maybe they should have looked for that early on instead of, you know, maybe they should have looked at the flat closer instead of suddenly going, oh, look, there's
a door they never went in.
There's some blood. It's the same height as a small 3-year-old child.
Yeah, in the shape of a... Yeah, they found the churning shroud over her cot.
So you think it must be nearly 3 months that she's been missing now.
96 days.
In the 96 days she's been missing... You'd think that someone would have looked to see if there was any... It's one of the first things they do in CSI. They have a special blue laser thing, and it lets you know if there's any bodily fluid. Spunk, tears...
Pre-cum.
Blood. They could have had a look for that and found out. They're also now saying that there's a notorious paedophile, Erzhans von Asch, he was apparently... They reckon now that he might have just been hanging around in the area, and he's just killed himself, so probably... which makes it all very neat, doesn't it? If not necessarily true. But they say, yeah, she's definitely dead. I think it's pretty much the consensus now. But the mother's come out and said, oh, sorry, we left you on your own. It's taken her a while to get round to apologising. Forced that one out of her.
Over 60 rare poor beagle sharks have been caught by fishermen. The sharks are related to the great white shark.
Well, all sharks are related to it, surely.
Now, this particular kind of shark is very, very rare. They thought it was extinct.
Is it in England, or is it, no?
It's found just off the coast of Devon.
Oh.
And Richard Pearce, chairman of the Shark Trust, called the catch a devastating blow to the future of the shark. So I don't know if they club them on the heads when they fish them out of the water, but he shouldn't have caught 60 of them. I mean, throw them back in. What's he going to do with them?
Eat them. Send Polish people.
But you can't even put them in the freezer. 60. Who's got a freezer that big? And how many restaurants in Devon is he going to be able to flog a shark to?
Well, Jamie Oliver's got that one, isn't he? He's
probably got a few test freezers. Put his wife in.
Well, it's summer. On Sunday, it was the hottest day of the year. Mm. Temperature breaking 30 degrees in London.
Felt it.
It was lovely, wasn't it? Here's another sentence in this weather report.
Mm.
The Edinburgh Festival Fringe suffered torrential downpours. Huh. And organisers expected more than 175 people, say less than a third of that turned out because of the bad condition.
So we were quite busy here, weren't we, on Sunday?
We were quite busy.
And we sat, had some nice beer, I got a suntan.
Yeah, that was on Saturday, actually.
It could have easily happened on Sunday.
I went out and sat in the park, actually, on Sunday, read a book, got a bit of tan. I got some
ever such a lot of track marks.
And so Edinburgh was raining. Interesting.
So they must be fairly miserable up there, do you think?
Of course they are, they're in Scotland. But they say it's not going to be so nice now. That was the summer. It's going to start. I mean, it looks lovely today. There's some clouds.
Well, in many ways, winter was like summer.
It was very hot this winter, wasn't it? So,
John Travolta.
That's the weather. John Travolta news.
He's a cunt. Look at the state of him. Pasty faced Scientologist.
This is exciting. Because, when it was really rainy. It rained a lot. There are some birds, they are called tawny frogmouth owls, and they've been living at London Zoo for 10 years, just waiting, and then suddenly it rained really hard and it made them think of their native Australia and the monsoons that are there, and they went, quick, let's get some eggs out, because it's like in Australia when the monsoons come and then all the insects come, and that's the best time to have the babies, because the babies can then eat all the insects, and that's what they've done. So they finally, after 10 years, had some little chickies.
Aww.
And they're called Thunder and Storm. So the rain wasn't that bad because we got some new owls.
And also, the rain apparently is very good for people who grow truffles.
Really?
Mm.
Do you know how to grow truffles?
Well, I think.
A truffle farm?
I think they must do. I think because it can't just all be like some man wandering around with a pig sniffing them out.
I thought it was.
I don't understand them at all. I don't get. Have you ever had any?
No.
I don't.
It's just like posh mushroom, isn't it?
I suppose. I don't know how the pig can smell it though.
If I'm going to have a truffle, I want one of those chocolate ones.
Hmm. Or a big trifle.
Yes.
Should we have one of those trifles later on?
This is exciting. You know. Someone should make a film about this. You know, global warming and ice is melting.
Mm.
Well, loads of microorganisms that are frozen from ages ago into the ice are going to get melted and they're going to have all different animals, but they're only going to be tiny. But some of them could be bloodsuckers or something, and they can make a film about it.
They might be able to find the bones of Chinaman.
Well, that might happen also, yes. Chinaman is a horse.
And
a racist horse.
He wasn't racist. He liked whiskey. Madonna is going to have.
Oh, can I set an answer to the category? Point this celebrity news.
Oh, yeah. Madonna may be having her baby, little David Banda, taken away.
Oh, poor little David Banda. He's probably settled in now.
Mm. Just to some bloody paperwork, you know. I mean, She's got him now. Leave her to it.
He's probably settled. We've been made friends with the other babies and stuff. My point is celebrity news. Lindsay Lohan's gone back into rehab the third time. Third time lucky for Linds, let's hope. Off the rails. Another off the rails, Kerry Katona. She's kicked out her husband of 6 months.
Has she?
Yeah, apparently. And she got there. Of course, they got married the week before she had the baby. So that's all gone bad. Or almost as if it was a bad thing to do in the first place. Now, you know, like yesterday, I took a phone call and someone said, I'm coming in at this time, and I forgot about it. And then eventually I remembered and went, and it was kind of a bit too late, so I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
It sometimes happens when you're in a busy office, someone does something, you go, yes, I'll do that, but then you get another phone call or an email.
You forget. There's only so many things you can keep in your...
Well, imagine being a policeman.
Yeah.
Someone says, look, there's a body there. And they go, right, fine, we'll call in the, we're doing our patrols, we'll bring that into the station, we'll get someone down here. Then immediately another thing crops up, there's a firearms incident, so you better peg it down there, sort out this gun.
Well, the body's not going anywhere.
Well, yeah, and then suddenly, a few hours later, you go, shit, we just left that body lying there. I've got to tell anyone. That's what happened yesterday.
Surely someone else would have found it.
Yeah, probably.
Now you know how Kate Moss has done her own clothes, supposedly, and now Amy Winehouse is apparently going to do a range of jeans, and Miley and Class are going to do a range of baby wear.
Now, I'm not really interested in Amy Winehouse's jeans, because you'd obviously have to be some sort of weird stick insect to wear them, like what she is. Oh, the phone's gone off. Hold that thought about Miley and Class's babies.
So, I mean, since when was Miley and Class qualified to design baby clothes?
Since she got pregnant, and she hasn't had her baby yet, so she doesn't even know where its legs are.
Since when was Amy Winehouse qualified to design jeans?
Well, never.
I wish they'd all just, you know...
And it's like, why is Sarah Jessica Parker qualified to make a perfume? Just because she can wear some dresses. I mean, she smells nice.
And have a horsey face.
She actually smells of shit.
Just, why can't they, you know, stick to what they're good at? You know, Amy Winehouse sings, lovely.
Do some more singing,
Kate
Amy.
Kate Moss looks very pretty, get on with it. Miley Class does her looking at...
She's in Marks and Spencer's adverts.
Yeah, and...
Just play some classical music.
Yeah, do that.
I think she's on a TV show at the moment.
Just do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, sticks away.
I don't know if people buy them particularly because... You'd buy something maybe because it's a nice item of clothing, but I don't think you'd go, wow, my in-class baby clothes, I've got to get some of them, even though I've not even got a baby, to save it up for when I do have a baby because I like my in-class so much. You might look and go, that's pretty. I think my friend's baby might like that. It's just a baby though, can I have something from the Chazza? It's going to grow out of
exactly.
It in a month.
But also, I think most people, well not most people, but I think a lot of people would go, ooh, yeah, like, Miley Class.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I like Miley Class, but I don't give a shit about the baby clothes. Maybe I would if I had a baby.
Let's stop talking about them. What's next?
Yesterday, I sent you a story on the internet. Did you read it?
No, because the link didn't work.
Yeah, something wrong with the BBC site at the moment. It was about, there's a new punishment for police officers in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
If they do a minor misdemeanour, like parking in the wrong space or not wearing the full uniform, they have to wear a hot pink armband with Hello Kitty on it to shame them.
See, I don't think that's a good idea. It's funny.
It's funny.
But is it not going to make people disrespect...
You'd have thought so, yes. I mean, if you're, imagine you've been raped,
mm-hmm.
Not very nice, and then the police officer comes over and goes,
dressed as Hello Fucking Kitty.
Yeah, like, just thinking, well, so tell me what happened then, I'll catch the criminal. You're going to doubt his ability to do so.
Yeah, because you're going to know he's a bit of shit. Why not give them little snouts on string elastic?
That would be quite good.
And all, because presumably they're all quite little as well.
Yeah, they'll be like little piggies going around.
What else has is happening.
Well, I'm going to move on to the TV tonight, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things on that are interesting. There's one called Richard Is My Boyfriend, and it's about a woman who's a bit simple going out with a down bloke, and it's an interesting examination into mental health issues and relationships. Sort of thing you're interested in.
Say that again. She's going out with who?
It's mixing actors with real and medical legal professionals. This drama confronts the moral dilemma surrounding sexuality of a woman with learning difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Anna has the mind of a child. Her boyfriend, Richard, has Down syndrome.
They're meant to be rampant.
Should they be allowed a sexual relationship, which would require her sterilisation, or should she be prevented from seeing him altogether? That's it.
That's probably the one thing that will make them happy. To, you know, bang away at each other.
Why does she have to be sterilised? Is it genetic?
I think they do that to because
so they can't look after the kids.
Yeah.
Rather than the genetic problem.
And also they'll just, you know.
Okay, there's another new programme on tonight called Cook Yourself Thin, in which three lady chefs wear ball gowns and then cook basically rubbish versions of nice food. So say they go, oh, I'm a bit fat because all I have to do is eat bangers and mash. So here's a healthy version of bangers and mash. It's boiled potatoes and grilled chicken. No, it's not the same at all. I think that's how that one works. Now, The World Is Not Enough is on tonight on ITV. I swear to God that was only on about a month ago, maximum 2 months. I distinctly remember watching it.
What is it?
It's the James Bond film.
Oh.
I certainly didn't watch all of it. I think I only watched the start and I got slightly distracted. But I certainly saw some of it very recently indeed. If anyone can confirm this for me, let me know. I might actually look into TV schedules and see how often it's been on in the last year. I think it's on quite regularly.
Good. I've got a new money-making idea.
Excellent. Are you going to share it or are you going to keep it to yourself and make the money yourself?
I'm going to share it.
That means it's probably not very good.
Like all of my schemes, become a grass.
A super grass?
Yeah, because apparently the police handed over £2.2 million last year, sometimes as much as five figure sums, just for saying, this person's done this. Now, we see all sorts of crime going on in Camden.
We do, yeah.
All the time, so we could...
We just sprag people up.
Yeah. Sprag people up and get the money. Well, you know, they'll go, who done it? And we'll say...
We have to go on witness protection schemes, because I'm quite fancy a new identity.
Who would you be?
Amy Winehouse, and I design my own range of jeans.
I might be... Who's the woman with a face like this?
The Bride of Wildenstein.
No. Her boyfriend pushed the girls in the bath.
Maxine Carr.
Yeah, because her identity is going spare, isn't it, at the moment? Unless someone else has got it. Someone else got it.
That's my favourite thing you've ever said.
Best switch it off then.
Okay, yeah, it's not going to get any better than that. Thanks for listening. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. We're ever so busy though.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.